This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is the DJV show. It sounds a little different today because the D of our DJV show, Doug Steffen, is off today. He is traveling, and apparently there was some lack of equipment that was... His dog ate his homework. I'm not really sure. There's something like that. But it's always fun when the ladies take over the DJV show. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen at the controls at our studio in Washington, D.C. And lots of stuff. We always like to start the hour with what's trending. And, boy, if you looked anywhere yesterday, for sure, what you saw is that this stock market that was all over the place. Dow was up and down and all over. Originally, the Dow had dropped like 1,500 points. It ended up kind of bouncing back and closed down 1,175 points. That was the biggest, or the record, I guess, record drop in history. 1,600 points. All the gains from this year were wiped out. And a lot of people are saying panic. But most people in the know, financial advisors included, say that this is a necessary correction, that you had a very strong bull market that was just going up and up and up and up and up for over a year, and that this correction was what I guess everyone needed, although it hurt a little bit. So what everybody needed to kind of get things back to where they really should be, that this Dow was actually at a false high. So it says that... people selling some things off and getting a little wonky, but everybody should just kind of calm down and let the market correct itself. This is, I think, the sixth correction historically as we track this kind of stuff. So, ladies, I know that none of us are financial advisors, but clearly you had to be living under a rock yesterday not to really hear the story that this was the big drop.
Yeah, it's true. I was living under a rock, and
yeah,
I still heard
sick.
It. So
you're still sick. Now, how are you feeling? Are you better?
Yeah, a little. I just can't wait for this to be over. This is day five of the flu. I'm just so over it. Can't wait to feel normal again. But yes, I did hear about this, and I've been following cryptocurrency recently because I bought some Litecoin, and that's my first foray into the cryptocurrency market, and of course that tanked as well. So, yeah, it's. I think you're totally right, though. It's a correction. It's scary when you really look at the dip that it took, but I think it'll probably level off. And I guess there a lot of the sell-off happened because of fears of rising interest rates. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that goes as well. But you're right. I think it was a panic day on Wall Street, and then certainly I'm in New York City, and so a lot of my friends who work in finance didn't have a great Monday. But hopefully the rest of the week it'll level off.
Yeah, so that was a big story yesterday. You could always tweet us. Let us know, did this impact you? Did you have any? Are you playing in the market right now? Did this affect you? You can find us at DJV Show, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, or at Jennifer Horn. Lots of places for you to connect with us online. All right, what else is trending today, Victoria?
Well, some scary news for people in Iowa. There was, of course, a 70-car pileup last night, and the Dancing with the Stars tour bus was involved in it, and one of the buses that was carrying the cast and crew was involved in this, and this is, of course, due to bad weather. They said all the cast and crew members were okay. However, there were fatalities in the 70-car pileup, and the show has been canceled for tonight. If you have tickets for that, they said that the snow-covered freeway was to blame. And 70-car pileup, that's just
wow.
Massive.
That's a mess.
And this was in Ames, Iowa, And they say that a lot of the stars who were on the bus were minor injuries, tossed around a bit. A lot of them were tweeting that they were okay, but of course sending well wishes out to the other people involved on the highway. And this is going to take a while to clear away and to clean up. So
70 cars, that's massive. Do we know which stars were on the bus? Do we know who's part of this Dancing with the Stars tour?
They said that Jordan Fisher, who won season 25 in November, I have no idea who Jordan Fisher is, but he or she was apparently on the bus and was also in, I guess this person was also in Grease Live. I haven't seen Dancing with the Stars in so long, but I guess, oh, it's a he, okay. So he wrote that everything was okay with them, but he said all cast and crew members are okay. Some are recovering from minor injuries. Of course, the show's canceled. Other people on the bus was Frankie Muniz, Sharna Burgess, Whitney Carson, Lindsay Arnold, Sasha Farber, and Gleb Savchenko. So those are some of the cast and crew that were also involved in the bus accident. And I guess they have multiple buses and caravans as they travel from city to city. And so I guess this was the only bus that was involved in the pileup, but everyone else seems to be okay.
I was just curious who's dancing. You always hear about the Dancing with the Stars stage show that kind of continues during the off-season. And the professional dancers, you recognize some of those names, but, yeah, some of the celebrities there, too. Interesting. Okay.
As they say, it's become Dancing with the Vaguely Familiar is really the name of the show.
Dancing with the B-List?
Yeah, that's true.
I think this year, Dancing with the Stars is actually doing a shorter run, but they're doing all athletes. So I think they're going to try to mix it up a little bit, which...
Oh, that'll be fun. And then, of course, there is one more major trending story today that we haven't gotten to yet. It's your birthday. That is the number one trending story. It's Jen's birthday.
It is.
Would you happy, happy
Twitter?
Birthday.
With the hashtag, it's Jen's birthday.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. It is the big birthday today. Thank you, guys. And I even have a song. How cute are you?
Well, thanks for being with us on your birthday. It's, you know, not the most fun place to be probably at work, right?
Sleeping's the most. When you start to age a little, all of a sudden you think, gosh, being in bed sounds much better. You know, it's very funny. I've been doing this show. I spent a whole decade, actually, my whole 30s doing this program. So let that be a lesson to all of you. I don't know how getting up early is helping me, but we'll see.
What are your big plans for the day?
Today is just going to be work as usual, and then I think I've got a nice little family dinner planned for tonight.
Nice.
And this weekend there is going to be a big party. There's going to be a party at my dad's house. Jeff and my mom, Jeff's my fiance, my mom and dad are getting together and throwing me a party for it's the big 4-0. I haven't had a party since I was 30. Typically, I'll do little things or go travel someplace. So this will be the big one, and then. Next week, I'm jetting off to Hawaii, so...
Fun!
I know.
That's a great way to... I remember, I think it was last fall, you were saying that you wanted to go to Cabo for your 40th, but then...
I did. State
Cabo
Department
got a little
warning.
Sketchy.
You know what? I'd still risk it, that's for sure. I'd still risk going to Cabo, but my mom is like, you know moms, when they get involved with the decision-making process, she was like, I don't know if we should really risk it, but we'll see.
My mom didn't want me to drive in Ireland. I was like, Mom, you're going to ruin our entire vacation if we're not driving then.
That's right.
But Hawaii sounds like a much safer and still amazing weather, so happy birthday from all of us. We love you.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much. Of course I'd be here. I want to spend the time with you. You guys are my radio family. So, yes, of course I would be here on my birthday. And I will be making sure I post pictures as I'm sleeping in Hawaii. Yeah, it really is my birthday, and thank you for that. And this story will be one to celebrate. Apparently low levels of alcohol could be good for the brain. Is it true? We'll tell you next. It's a DJV show at 14 minutes past the hour.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com Complete the symptom checker and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit IdentifyEPI.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about Home Advisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Allergy congestion, cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It is DJ B Show. It's 17 minutes past the hour. Doug is out today having some equipment issues, but the ladies are holding down the fort. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. And ladies, you were so nice to point out that today is my birthday, so thank you. And
Happy birthday!
I almost feel like this story was just meant to celebrate because researchers saying that low levels of alcohol are actually good for the brain. They say a couple of glasses of wine can help clear the mind after a busy day, but new research also shows it may actually help clean the mind as well. This is big news. A new study shows that low levels of alcohol consumption tamp down inflammation. They help the brain clear away toxins, including those associated with Alzheimer's disease. This new study, which was given to some lucky mice who got to sit around and drink red wine all day, looked at the impact of both acute and chronic alcohol exposure. Animals that were exposed to low levels of alcohol consumption, they were about 2.5 drinks per day, actually showed less inflammation in the brain, and their lymphatic system was more efficient in moving cerebral spinal fluid through the brain and removing waste compared to control mice who weren't exposed to any alcohol at all. The scientists concluded that low-dose alcohol amounts helped the cerebral spinal fluid eliminate waste and toxins and prevented a buildup of inflammation, which can be associated with dementia and with Alzheimer's. So, ladies, if you needed an excuse to have that glass of wine or two or 2.5 after work, no, this is a good story.
This is great. I also want to know, I know they're testing these on mice, but if they do any human experiments like this, where do I sign up?
Do you get paid extra,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. I would love to get paid to just work on an assignment where I have to drink 2.5 glasses of wine every day.
I'm surprised that 2.5 glasses per day is considered low level.
Yeah,
that seems like a pretty high level to me.
Yeah.
Of course, I have discovered long ago that my glass size is a whole lot bigger than most.
That's true. Mine too.
It's kind of like saying, oh, I just have one Diet Coke a day, but you're drinking a big gulp and it's like 47 ounces or whatever it is. My wine glass, I definitely pour myself more than a 5-ounce pour. So I have a feeling this is probably a real wine glass.
Yeah.
Like old-fashioned style with maybe 4 or 5 ounces of wine in it. That's probably their glass, I would imagine.
Right, and I guess 5 ounces is standard, right? I think in restaurants, don't you get 6 ounces?
You probably, some restaurants give you a little more. The standard, I think, if I can go back,
you're the sommelier. That's what I'm going to you.
I think it's a 5-ounce pour. That's like an industry standard. But if you go to some restaurants, a lot of times they want to give you that extra ounce or two because the happier you get, the more you're going to order. So sometimes
right.
That's by design.
Hmm.
Or they charge you for it.
Right. So I guess. 12, it would be maybe 12 to 15 ounces of wine, I guess, right? Would technically be the 2.5 per day. I'm just trying to think, like, compared to what I normally drink. Like, it's my own selfish research here.
I bet if you stick to, like, 10 or 12 ounces of wine, you'd probably be in prime range. That's what I would guess. Probably about 12 ounces, which is not, I mean, that's a can of soda full of wine. So think about it that way.
Right. That's true.
Right?
Heard
all right, so
first,
all
kids.
Aboard. I know. I clear those brains. It makes sense, though. Inflammation, dementia, Alzheimer's, and wine kind of gets that moving. So there you go. It doesn't say if this is other liquor or beer, but it seems particularly focused on alcohol, which already has some health benefits that people talk about as far as your heart and your blood flow and circulation. So, all right, good news there on the DJV Show. We're here to help, protect, and serve at 20 minutes past the hour.
We'll be right back. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. Well now, home entertainment was my baby's wish, so I popped to town for a satellite dish. I tied it to the top of my Japanese car. I came home and I pointed it out into the stars. Message came back.
23 minutes past the hour. It is the DJV show. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Dougie is out today. And, he's having a little equipment problem. And that always seems to take down the best of us under all circumstances. All right. That song means that it is time for the TV report. And, ladies, before we get to the TV report, because there are a couple things on, but things are slowing down this week because the Olympics are getting ready to start on Wednesday. And so this has been kind of not a slow TV week, but definitely one where you're going to see other networks, aside from the NBC properties, actually kind of take a break because of all of this interest in the Olympics. So that's my question for you. Are you guys going to be watching the Olympics that start tomorrow, very early in the morning our time, because they're in South Korea, Pyeongchang.
Pyeongchang, that's right. We've been hearing so much about that. I feel like this build-up has been insane. I always love the Winter Olympics way more than the Summer Olympics, so I'll be watching the figure skating and a lot of... I like the ski jumping and all the death-defying things, so I'll definitely be checking it out. Aren't they streaming it, too, this
time? Yeah, streaming, multiple platforms, multiple networks. The opening ceremony again Friday, but the events kick off. I think curling is the first official event.
Nice. Just for, that's the one with the broom, right?
That's right, for trivia. For trivia's sake, tomorrow. Carrie, you watch the Olympics?
Yeah, definitely. I'm kind of the same as Victoria. I like watching the ski jumping. I like watching the snowboarding. I'm excited to see. I was watching the trials for it, and Shaun White got like 100 on one of his runs. So I'm excited to see if he's able to. Well, obviously he can't top that in the Olympics, but I'm excited to see how he does. So should be pretty cool. I know my dad's going to watch all of the curling. He loves it for some reason. I'm not sure why. It's not exactly action-packed, but it's kind of fun to watch.
Consider this your warning, because if you need to set your DVR for any of these events, you got to do it today for tomorrow. So there you go. All right. Also on TV tonight, there's a brand new episode of NCIS on CBS. Blackish is new. Gone through a few structural changes this season because one of the characters left for her Freeform spinoff, Grownish, which means that Junior, who's now one of the kids on the show, is now leading most of the kid-focused storylines, and this is no exception tonight. Blackish, new, ABC at 9. L.A. to Vegas, which is sort of a cute show. I've watched a few episodes about this low-budget airline that flies between L.A. and Vegas on the weekends, is brand new tonight. Dylan McDermott stars in that. You can see it on Fox at 9. And then if you're into Netflix, Fred Armisen has a new show that's premiering on Netflix. It's called Stand Up for Drummers. And, of course, you know Fred from Portlandia, from Saturday Night Live. He gets his own turn at the Netflix mic in a new stand-up comedy special with some music mixed in. It's a one-hour special. And he talks a lot about music, a focus on music, and, of course, gives you a lot of voices to choose from, a lot of different accents. He has lots of fun, so check that out. All right, quick music news, because we spent too much time on TV. Ladies, Bruno Mars in the focus.
Love Bruno.
What's going on there, Victoria? He's set to take the stage. Is his tour coming to an end?
He's going to do one last victory lap for his 24-carat magic tour, and he's bringing along Cardi B, who just recently performed at the Grammys with him. So he's going to hit up Boston, Brooklyn, Dallas, Denver, Detroit, L.A., Nashville, Newark, Philadelphia, St. Paul, Toronto, and Tulsa. Tickets go on sale on the 16th. And, of course, he just recently swept the Grammys with Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and Album of the Year, which actually made him the first male artist in 25 years to sweep the big three.
Wow, good for him. I kind of missed him. He would have been a good addition to Justin Timberlake's Super Bowl show. Could have a little pop-up. I'd love to see the two of them dance together. All right, good stuff. Music in the focus here on the DJV show, 28 minutes past the hour.
Compassion in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I once heard someone say that it's easier to run a 60-second ad about locking people up and throwing away the key than it is to try to explain why rehabilitating people is the smarter thing to do. Really? I don't believe that. In fact, I'm willing to give it a shot right now. If someone goes to prison and is slated to return to society someday, the same society in which you, your children, and your loved ones live, wouldn't it make more sense to help teach that person a better path than to just teach him more effective ways to be a criminal? Would you want a bitter, angry, institutionalized person sharing your community with you? Or would you rather that person, regardless of whatever mistakes he made, come out of prison being a better person? I honestly don't even think I needed the full 60 seconds to ask you that. For more on compassion, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in two human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Risk-free brain.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
The horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's 34 minutes, or 34 minutes, that's the hour.
You drinking that low level of alcohol in the morning?
You know, all coffee and water. It's just sometimes that tongue gets just tied up, you know. It doesn't want to come out and cooperate, so there we go. All right, it is the DJV show. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. However, Dougie is not. He's having a little bit of equipment trouble, but he should be back tomorrow. Hopefully we'll get this all solved. In the meantime, the ladies ruling the roost and talking about some big entertainment news. This one really made me sad because I think everybody recognized the face, the great face of John Mahoney. He was the dad. Oh, there he is. He was the dad on Frasier.
So good on that show. Oh.
He has died. He died yesterday. This news started trending on Twitter, on Facebook immediately. He was just such a beloved character, actor. Dead at only 77. I thought he was much older than that. Only 77 years old. His publicist said he passed away Sunday in hospice care. He was a British-born actor that played Martin Crane on Frasier for 11 seasons. He had a recurring role in Hot in Cleveland. That's where I kind of re-fell in love with his character acting abilities again. He was also in a lot of movies. He was in The American President, Say Anything, Eight Men Out. He had 30 years in show business, such a career. He won a SAG Award in 2000 for Frasier. He was nominated for 2 Emmys and 2 Golden Globes. He was also active in the theater. He won a Tony back in 1986, again, passing away in hospice care over the weekend. This is someone that I think acting will surely miss. John Mahoney, dead at 77. Ladies, you're familiar with his work, aren't you?
Oh, I loved him on Frasier. That was such brilliant casting when you had two elitist, snotty sons and this working class cop dad and his ugly chair and his little dog, Eddie. It was such great casting, and he was such an amazing part of that show. So he will be missed. And then I remember not liking him at all in Say Anything. You remember he was the dad who was ripping off the old people?
He was the mean guy.
Yeah, he was a bad guy.
Yeah, no, I actually, when Blue Bloods first came out, I love Blue Bloods. I actually thought that the grandpa or Tom Selleck's dad in Blue Bloods was actually John Mahoney. I had to do a little Googling. The two of them, I don't know if you know who I'm talking about, but they are obviously two different people. They just have the same look. And at first I thought, oh, that must be him. Two separate actors, I digress.
He probably would have been good on that show.
Yeah, he could have played that role very, very easily as the blue-collar cop.
Yeah.
All right, also going on in entertainment news, another sad story. It got a few headlines over the weekend that Kim Cattrall from Sex and the City, she was best known as Samantha on Sex and the City. She asked on Sunday for her fans to help her search for her missing brother, Christopher. Less than 24 hours later, Canadian police announced that he had been found dead. Such a strange story.
Yeah.
Officers found Christopher Cattrall, he's 55, on his rural property in Blackfalds, Alberta. Police did not provide a cause of death, but they said the death was not suspicious. Now, authorities did not give specifics of how or when his body was found. They didn't say why the death was not considered suspicious. Kim Cattrall said that her brother had been missing since last Tuesday. In her post, Kim Cattrall said her brother left his keys, his cell phone, his wallet on the table of his home, and his front door unlocked. So that would make you think maybe he had something go wrong with his health, a heart attack or something, if he was found on his property with none of his belongings with him. Obviously, not a planned attempt, but no confirmation on that. At only 55, your brain runs a little wild.
Yeah, and she had also mentioned that she said this is not like him to do this, to leave, and he has 7 dogs that he, I guess, were in the house, and so she said that was not like him to leave his beloved dogs behind either. So you're right, I didn't think about a heart attack, but that does make sense. He could have been just walking outside somewhere on his property, and that would be it. That's sad.
Not to throw stones, and not to kind of hit Kim Cattrall, but if it was your family member that was missing, and you couldn't get a hold of him, wouldn't you call someone to, like, search the property first before putting out a plea on Facebook?
I'm always, yes, I agree with you. I think, well, she did file a missing persons report, so I think that's eventually why the Canadian Mounted Police went to his property. But I think up there, they have the same thing that we have. It's like 48 hours until you're really missing. I guess it has to be like 2 days or whatever.
I might get on a plane. I'm just saying. I'm not trying to hit Kim Cattrall when she's down. But I might.
Yeah.
If I were really worried, I might go up there and take a look around myself.
Yeah, that's true. I always think it's weird to me that celebrities do this now. This Bethany Frankel's jumping to mind, you know, from the Housewives of New York City, and of course the skinny girl Margarita Empire.
Yeah.
Her, this is so bizarre to me, but a couple months ago, her dog Cookie, if you follow the show and follow her, you know her dog Cookie was like 15. And so she puts out on live Instagram video that Cookie has had a seizure, and she's asking people on Instagram what she should do. Take your dog to the vet is what you should do. And then she basically is like sitting there worrying about Cookie having a seizure while she's talking to people on Instagram, and of course, like, a day later, Cookie dies. It's the most bizarre thing to me, and she apparently said the vet was, I guess, an hour away. Well, you just spent 40 minutes of that hour on Instagram. You could have been driving to the vet all this time. It's weird to me. Like, celebrities are doing this more and more. And there's another actress who's currently on the new season of Unreal on Lifetime, that show that kind of is like a fake Bachelor, Bachelorette kind of show.
Sure.
And her sister's missing, and she's been all over social media over the past few days asking people for help in locating her sister. But again, it's the same type of thing. Where are the authorities in this, and what's Instagram or Twitter going to do? Now, I sound cynical, but in some cases, people putting things on Facebook have actually saved many lives.
Yeah, it's not
so
exactly.
It does work sometimes. But I agree with you. It is a little weird about the whole celebrity aspect.
Yeah, just a little bit, just a little strange, especially if you have the power to go up and kind of check things out.
Right.
Because the poor guy's on his property. That's, I guess, what gets me. It would be different if he was, you know, by a river someplace where you would never probably be able to look. But if he's just laying there on his property waiting to be found, well, whole new twist to that story. Yeah. All right, as we continue on the DJV show, sports news in the focus. Football, just when you thought it was over, not over yet. It's 41. Oh, do you want to do it now or do you want to take a break?
It is. It's up to you.
We got the theme. We can just keep going if you want. Who
yeah,
knew?
Sure.
I was trying to stay on schedule, but, you know, the boss says
I'm so used to not taking any commercial breaks, so why start now?
All right, well, Carrie, actually, we're going to let you do a little of the sports report today. You give it to him, because his son, football, obviously, takes a beating because of all of the risk of CTE, traumatic brain injury, and now the son of an NFL great is fighting against tackle football. So what's the story here?
Yeah, well, as we know, over the weekend, I had a big Super Bowl party. I'm sure that plenty
yes,
of people
did.
Around the country did. And so football is still the most popular sport in America. More than a million high school teams played in 2017 last year. And Pop Warner, which is a bunch of little kids playing, has more than 300,000 kids playing on the field every single fall. And apparently 111 million people tuned into the Super Bowl this year. So despite all of those numbers, the most clear and present danger to the sport is CTE, which we hear Doug talk about all the time. So Trey Durson lost his father, Dave Durson, in February of 2011. Now, his father was a four-time pro bowler, a two-time Super Bowl champ, and one of many NFL players who suffered from CTE. And you might recognize him. He played for the Chicago Bears, the New York Giants, the Phoenix Cardinals. So Dave Durson in 2011 shot himself in the chest at the age of 50, really sadly. And his suicide note, he requested his brain be donated to Boston University for brain research.
Wow.
So now Trey Durson, his son, has attached his last name and his father's legacy to new legislation in Illinois. It's called the Durson Act, and that would ban tackle football in that state of Illinois for kids under 12, which is, like, one of the biggest, you know, things in legislation that I've heard. I haven't really heard anything being done about this yet. So several studies over the past few years have linked participation in youth football before age 12 to an increased risk in behavioral and cognitive problems later in life, which I had no idea about. So what do you guys think about this? I mean, do you see this coming to other states? It's kind of crazy. In Illinois, I think of that as a relatively conservative state where I'm sure football is pretty big, so I'm kind of surprised to see it starting there. I would be okay with it coming to Maryland and other states.
Yeah, good luck getting it to Texas, though, you know. Where
some of the big football states,
yeah,
where they want to start them really young, but I think that's interesting. I wonder if there's, just as a kind of a halfway point, one of the things that I often wonder about pro football is that they can actually outfit pro football players with helmets that are actually meant to prevent or at least take away some of the risk that football players are still exposed to just wearing their normal helmets that they wear today. I wonder if there's a special kind of helmet that younger kids, like if you start your kids out at 10 or 11 or 12, that they could wear. I have no problem, however, leaving tackle football behind until your brain and your body are just more developed. It doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense if science is reflecting that to really push the limits.
Yeah,
and they say youth participation is actually down over the last few years because so many people are now talking about CTE. And I thought it was really odd that Justin Timberlake, who of course just did the halftime show, also made a statement that his son will never play football.
Yeah.
So I don't know why he did the halftime show.
Yeah, a little bit of a mixed message.
That was weird.
There.
But a lot of parents are saying that. I know if I had a son, I would not want him to play football. It's just too dangerous. There's too much at risk.
Yeah, and I'm sure that they do have helmets that could protect them. But see, the NFL can afford them because the NFL has tons of money. But all of these, you know, little pop football groups where they, you know, they're just little community teams, I'm sure that they don't have the money to provide those kind of helmets. So
yeah.
You're right. It's not going to get banned in certain states, but maybe they can actually start working on better tackles or teaching the kids how to not hurt themselves and taking concussions more seriously. That way kids can actually, you know, go to college and be adults and not have to, you know, worry about having concussions from a young age.
And to not have to take your own life at the age of 50.
Yeah.
That's
sad.
And so many of these players with CTE have taken their own lives. And that's just the most tragic ending to these short lives. At 50 years old and leaving your family behind, it's terrible.
These degenerative issues, yep.
It is. It's terrible. But, you know, but Treg Durson said that the symptoms his father was dealing with were so horrific for his dad that he had early signs of dementia. He couldn't remember how to get home when he was driving in the car. And the frustration and everything that came from it, he had fits of rage because he was so frustrated that his brain wasn't working right. And that's why he ultimately took his own life.
Really, really sad. All right. Well, good. I guess you're taking the legacy of your dad and trying to use it for good. So good for this family to get behind that. All right. The Super Bowl is in the books. The Eagles have won. But, Victoria, I guess the Eagles are bringing back a player for their Super Bowl celebrations.
Yeah. John Dorenbos, who was the long snapper for the Eagles for about 14 seasons, he became a household name a few seasons ago on America's Got Talent. He was a really great guy and a magician who was very talented, made it towards the finals at the end. And so in what turned out to be sort of a shocking end to his career with the Eagles, he was traded to the Saints last year. And in the preseason physical that he had to go through, they found a heart defect and he needed emergency open heart surgery. Essentially, the trade saved his life. It became big headlines. Unfortunately, he's not allowed to play ever again. His career has ended. He was sent back to Philadelphia because the trade couldn't really go through. Obviously, he was no longer able to play. But the nice thing was the Eagles coach and owner called him up and said, doesn't matter if you're not on the team anymore. You've been with us for so long. So you're going to be with us on the sideline. And if we win this game, you're going to get a ring. And so he won the game, and won a ring, which is great. And he said, once an Eagle, always an Eagle.
That is very cute. Well, good for him. So he got his Super Bowl ring. I have to say, the more I learn about the Eagles, and I was definitely rooting for the Patriots, but the more I learn about the Eagles, it seems like a really good group of guys. They seem to be a pretty spiritual bunch. They seem to be have their values in place. And so good for them. They're enjoying their Super Bowl win and the festivities that come with it. Apparently, their quarterback, Nick Foles, actually went to Disney World already.
Oh, did he? Did he go with Bradley Cooper?
Yeah, he should, because he was super excited about it. All right, that's your sports news for you. Football finally in the record books. Good morning. DJ V Show time is 49 minutes past the hour.
If you could get rewarded for sleeping, would you? What about for sitting on a bench looking out at the ocean? Or for sitting in a comfy chair watching football on TV? Guess what? That third dream job is real thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. You can come in, watch football, and earn points with blazing rewards just for being there. That's right. You're a professional football fan now. Brag about it to all your friends. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Terms and conditions apply. Must be a Blazing Rewards member. To join and for details, visit BlazingRewards.com or download the Blazing Rewards app.
Scuba diving is an activity for all ages. However, immersion alone can be a stressor on the heart and circulatory system. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how to stay heart healthy as you dive next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Nearly one-third of diving fatalities are associated with an acute cardiac event. Maintain your healthy heart with proper diet and exercise. Monitoring your blood pressure, glucose, and cholesterol levels, and adhering to any treatment measures prescribed by your physician is crucial. Even if you've had an event, like myself, after some time and clearance from a physician, you can still safely dive. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Scuba Radio. times, life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's the DJV Show. I'm Victoria Keelan with Kara Schillen. We've got some great tech news coming up. Some former tech employees from Silicon Valley are teaming up to start an anti-tech campaign. Sounds counterintuitive, I know, but there's a lot more behind that story. And, of course, the votes are in, and we'll let you know who won this year's best commercial at the Super Bowl, coming up right after this. More tech news.
The Geek Out.
It's the future already, because we're at the point that a random group of people can successfully launch their own space satellite. A space startup called Rocket Lab recently launched a rocket from New Zealand and put into orbit what is best described as a disco ball, 3 feet in diameter with 65 reflective panels, and they call it the Humanity Star. Now, their idea was to put something into orbit that would reflect light back to Earth for everybody to enjoy, but astronomers are not happy over the unwanted light pollution it creates. Now, it's expected to be the brightest thing in the night sky for 9 months until it falls out of orbit and burns up in the atmosphere. You can read all about the controversy of the Humanity Star over at Twitter, at The Geek Out.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
All right, 55 past the hour, it is Tech Talk. So, alarmed by the negative effects that social networks and smartphones have had on society and mental health, a group of Silicon Valley technologists are coming together to challenge the companies that they actually had a hand in creating. The group is called the Center for Humane Technology, and they're joining forces to plan an anti-tech addiction lobbying effort and an ad campaign that's targeted at 55,000 United States public schools. The Truth About Tech campaign is aimed at educating students, parents, and teachers about the dangers and side effects of excessive technology use, specifically the link between heavy social media use and depression. Of course, we know this is an ongoing problem, and it's only getting worse. Roger McNamee, who is an early investor in Facebook, he joined the Center for Humane Technology after the alarming realization of what he helped create. He said, Facebook appeals to your lizard brain, primarily fear and anger, and with smartphones, they've got you for every waking moment. So now, the Center for Humane Technology is actually focused on two pieces of legislation, a bill that would commission research on children's health, and another that will prohibit the use of unidentified digital bots. So we'll definitely be hearing a lot more about that campaign, especially when it comes to, affecting school kids. And the other bit of tech news, the big win for the Super Bowl commercials. AdMeter, which is a company that ranks the Super Bowl commercials every year based on consumer votes. The results are in, and Alexa, who lost her voice but won the day in a funny cameo-filled ad for Amazon's Echo device, that was the number one commercial based on consumer votes. And in a close second was another funny commercial for the NFL featuring Eli Manning and Odell Beckham Jr. doing a two-step touchdown celebration, and then, of course, the famous move from 1987's Dirty Dancing, where Odell Beckham goes up in the air and Eli Manning is holding him up. They were two really, really funny commercials. This is the first time Amazon has actually won the ad meter for the first time ever. Typically, Budweiser wins every Super Bowl year, and Budweiser wasn't even in the top four this year. So social media use, of course, has helped spur Amazon on along, and I thought this was by far the funniest ad. I know, Kara, you said you liked the Amazon ad as well, but I thought it was just genius.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious. I love Gordon Ramsay. He was one of the guys
yes.
in it. Rebel Wilson is hilarious. Cardi B is like
Cardi
on top
B was
of everything
really funny.
Right now, and then
yeah.
Anthony Hopkins wrapping it up was amazing. But
Hopkins can be creepy like no one else can.
I know. I guess this just goes to show that Amazon is taking over literally everything.
Yeah.
They've never had the top commercial before, and now with everything else that's happened in the last year, taking over grocery stores, taking
yep.
over everything. Now they're
Amazon,
just taking the top spot here, too.
Amazon wins at everything. And, you know, it's funny because people are speculating that because of this commercial, when the opening of the commercial, the girl says to Alexa, what's the weather like in Austin? People are speculating that that's the new HQ2 headquarters
it's
because
possible.
They mention Austin. There's always some online sleuths, so. But yes, even Amazon wins at commercials. That's Tech Talk. You can follow us at the hashtag Tech Talk. It's 59 past.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.